Maybe these Old Testament women lived years ago, but they were still women just like us. They cooked meals, did laundry, and raised children. They had responsibilities inside and outside of their homes. Some even had home businesses. A couple of them could put together a banquet in a short time. They experienced hormone fluctuations, PMS, and menopause. They laughed with their kids, differed with their husbands, and cried when a loved one died. They wrote songs and played musical instruments. I bet they all found ways to use their 20,000 words per day. At one time, they were 20-somethings, then 40-somethings, then 60-somethings, and more. They wore beads, earrings, and bracelets. Their hair needed to be combed and fixed, and it turned gray as they aged. No doubt some of them, if not all, had something on their bodies that sagged. These Old Testament women also experienced fear at various times in their lives just like we do. They had to face invading armies, sick husbands and children, and empty pantries. They faced creditors and surprise house guests. They even had bad days when things didn't go right, sometimes due to their own choices. These were everyday women, just like you and I are. Their stories are just snippets of their biographies and have been preserved for us to get to know them. And through their stories, we get to know their God, who is also our God. As we study their lives, we'll see an ever-faithful God in action. He's our faithful God whose character never changes. He's as faithful now in our everyday circumstances of life as he was years ago to those women. We can feel confidence in his presence and active involvement even when we can't see it. And knowing this, we can trust in him whenever we are afraid.